Good morning. This is Paul Donovan, Chief Economist at UBS Global Wealth Management. It's 4:30 in the morning, London time, on Thursday, the 8th of May. US Federal Reserve Chair Powell did the best that they could in the circumstances. They noted that uncertainty had risen, which is something of a statement of the obvious. They noted that there was a greater risk of higher inflation and higher unemployment, which is also something of a statement of the obvious. Powell reiterated that the current policy stance was appropriate for now, and doing nothing seems to be the right approach amidst the uncertainties swirling around policy, corporate reactions to policy, and to the uncertainty, and whether the consumer is going to crack. The problem with this approach is that it stresses data dependency. The Fed reacts to data, it does not preempt data in this cycle. If the Fed is reacting, it is likely to be too late with policy moves, up or down, because policy operates with a lag. And if the Fed is data dependent, it's putting more emphasis on individual data points that have experienced declining quality for years, and which are likely to become even less reliable as erratic policy and structural change conspire against statisticians. It's hard to see what else can be done, but there has to be a higher risk of policy error emerging today. Meanwhile, US President Trump has promised an announcement on trade with a big, highly respected country. Like many economists, I'm hoping for the penguins of Heard and McDonnell Islands getting the justice that they deserve. For financial markets, aside from the size of the trading partner, there are only two things that matter. How much does Trump retreat on tariffs, and how quickly does Trump retreat on tariffs? Vague promises to talk about significant cuts in taxes are not really helpful to financial markets. The point is that the economic damage to the United States has already been done, less by the direct effects of the tariffs and more by the uncertainty weighing on corporate decision making. The shorter the period of that uncertainty, the less the additional economic damage is likely to be. There are reports that the country concerned is the United Kingdom, which would make some sense. If you look at the UK trade data in a certain way, it's possible to claim that the UK doesn't run a mercantile trade surplus with the United States, and so removing the tariffs would seem to follow the US administration's logic. Any trade deal with the UK is unlikely to affect the Bank of England's decision today. The Bank of England is expected to cut rates by a quarter point. Disinflationary forces in the global economy argue for rate cuts in the UK. The bank does not want to be tightening real interest rates anytime soon. The UK has not indulged in retaliatory tariffs against the United States, so a trade deal is unlikely to change domestic inflation pressures very much, and indeed a full trade deal as such remains relatively unlikely at this stage. Sweden's Riksbank is not seen cutting rates any further. In contrast, Sweden's headline interest rate is already only half that of the UK. The data calendar is relatively quiet. There's first quarter productivity and first quarter unit labour cost data from the States, but this represents data from the before times, which limits its usefulness to understanding the current economic and financial market landscape. The data is always subject to a lot of revision. For the moment, the risks of inflation are not coming from higher labour costs in the States. Instead, it's the sales tax aspect of tariffs, coupled with risks of profit margin expansion, that are likely to concern the Federal Reserve. That's all for today. Have a good day. This material has been prepared and published by the Global Wealth Management Business of UBS Switzerland AG, regulated by FINMA in Switzerland, its subsidiaries or affiliates, collectively referred to as UBS. In the USA, UBS Financial Services, Inc. is a subsidiary of UBS AG and a member of FINRA SIPC. The investment views have been prepared in accordance with legal requirements designed to promote the independence of investment research. This material is for your information only, and it is not intended as an offer or a solicitation of an offer to buy or sell any investment or other specific product. The analysis contained herein does not constitute a personal investment recommendation or take into account the particular investment objectives, investment strategies, financial situation, and needs of any specific recipient. This material may not be reproduced or copies circulated without prior authority of UBS. Please visit www.ubs.com/CIO-disclaimer to read the full legal disclaimer applicable to this material.